Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Being being open to my writing flaws and embracing that as a part of the journey. It really is, you know, as artists, we're very, very sensitive, and because our music is like our babies. And so, you know, we can be very, I won't even speak for everybody else, I'll speak for myself. I can be very sensitive, and just being open to the perceptions of others when it comes to, you know, what they hear when I am presenting music. And I mean, when I say others, I'm talking about, you know, my team and people that I will bounce ideas off of. And so that has really allowed me to grow. It's really allowed me to stretch much farther than I had before. And I think, just like you're saying, growth is so important. And sometimes it's painful, and sometimes it's not the most comfortable thing, but it's so very necessary, especially if you want to improve and continue to hone your craft.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny that you touched upon that as far as being really sensitive about your music. I've always used the analogy, you know, when you're growing up, if you have a sibling, it's like, you know what, I can talk about my sibling, but you better not. And I think...
Right! You better not.
The artist has the same mentality. It's like, you know what, I can critique my own music because I'm harder on myself. I'm very judgmental when it comes to my music. But you have very limited say-so on what you can say as far as are you critiquing my music. Now, with that being said, how imperative is it for you in the process of making your music that you have a producer that thoroughly understands you and maybe even bring out a quality in you that you didn't realize that you have?
That is so very important. For one, you have to understand the direction that an artist is trying to go. And once you have that, that's a discussion all by itself. Even before you begin, I think it's so important to sit down and have a really deep conversation about what am I trying to say with this record. And then going from there with each song, it's such a multifaceted process, because I'll go in with an idea, and I try to always say I'm not married to this idea, because I know that when I go in initially, I'll have a really good idea, and it might very well be a great idea, but just the execution of it takes the ideas and the perspective of both myself and the person who is helping me to produce it. So that's really important. Being with someone whose point of view you respect is also extremely important, and that you trust their ear is vital to being able to create something that you feel like you can put your stamp of approval on. And I'm very fortunate. I've had that opportunity. This project is being produced by a gentleman. His name is Ty Macklin, and he's just so great at what he does, and has a great ear, and he's worked with some well-known artists, but essentially he's very particular and meticulous in the sounds that he's trying to produce, and marrying them to my ideas. And we've just worked very well together. He's also just a very genuinely nice guy, so that makes it so much easier too. And he's just so brilliant and very good at what he does, and just has a deep love for producing good music. And that is what I think makes us such a good team.
Now look, the glowing way that you speak about this gentleman, it seems to me that you found your sushi to your wasabi. Lord have mercy, that's a beautiful.
I would say that is absolutely right. When we're talking about music, and there have been so many studio sessions where we have spent the first, you know, 30 minutes to an hour just talking music and getting on the same page and, oh my goodness, have you heard this? Or are listening to something and we both hear remnants of another artist, and it'll be the exact same person. It'll be an artist from way back when. And we're just very much on the same page. And that makes it so much easier when you're trying to create something new and you say, okay, give me some Barry White, Otis Redding, something. Give me something like that, and we'll be on the same page. So that makes it so much easier when you're trying to create something.
It really does. When you have that same vision, that same common
right.
goal, and it's naturally organic, music takes on a life of its own. Now, going back to your first album, very raw, very, very raw. Now, on the new project to you, as far as planning on implementing a lot more live instrumentation, because your voice has grown dramatically from the first project to where you're at right now.
Well, thank you very much for that. When we began the process of putting all of this together for the second album, that was a huge requirement. I really wanted a lot of live music, and on The Matter in particular, when we were listening to it, gosh, you know, I really think live strings would just really add another dimension to the song. And so we started, you know, shopping for a quartet of string musicians, and it was just the end result was so beautiful. And there's just something about live music that just gives an extra element. It just gives a lot more texture. Not that there's anything wrong with not using live music, but to me it just gives an extra layer of texture to your music, and it's not so perfect. I've definitely gotten away from wanting perfection out of my sound versus authenticity. I would sacrifice perfection over authenticity any day. And that's what I think live music does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one of the great things I've always loved about an artist who truly respects the art form is that they strive for greatness, because there's no such thing as perfection. You always strive to become a better artist, vocally, as far as your songwriting is concerned. What I've noticed is that a lot of things that are taking place in today's society directly affects you as far as your writing is concerned. How much of an effect does it have on you when you walk into the studio and you sit, like right now, you haven't come up with a title yet for the new album, but you know it when it hits you. How much of things that are taking place right now in today's society really affects you as far as helping you process your writing and what you really have to say through your music?
Well, you know, I really feel like unless you live in a bubble or under a rock somewhere and you don't interact with anyone else or, you know, watch the news or just live life day to day, there's really no way you can not be affected by everything that's been going on. And even when I was inspired to write the lyrics for The Matter, and I was telling someone this the other day, it really does make you question what your place is in the world. You know, we're here, we live every day, but truly, what is my place in the world? Where do I fit into this, you know, constantly moving puzzle where all the pieces are just kind of floating around, and you want to feel like your existence is relevant? And that was truly what my inspiration was in writing that song. It, you know, I'm a black woman, so of course a lot of what I write is, or if not all, is from the perspective of being a black woman. However, I can also relate and empathize with the plight of other minorities. So that song, you know, it was kind of an ode to my black boys and girls that may feel marginalized, but it was also, it also speaks to my little brown, you know, boys and girls, or the Muslim boys and girls. I mean, there's so many things that we can all, we all experience as minority groups that that bridges us together, whether we accept it or acknowledge it or not. That's something that we can all kind of relate to. So, in writing, you know, there are definitely playful parts of life and things that you experience. However, I think just lately there have been a lot of things that have been going on, especially in our country, that have just kind of pushed me to really examine what I feel about that particular issue. And writing is sort of a cathartic process for me anyway. So sometimes if I cannot really articulate to you how I'm feeling about something, I can write a song and it will really convey my feelings about a situation. And since music is the great connector, you know, we can all be connected through music. It's a great way for me to connect with other people about a common thing that we might share angst about, or, you know, rage about, or whatever. It's just a great way for us to come together, I think.
Well, you know, in the words of that great American poet, Sly Stone, we're just everyday people, my love. Yes, Lord.
It's true. <We're>
For those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the songstress, Kay Govett, is joining us today as we get into her new hit single, The Matter. What are we here for? But we have some callers on the line who desperately want to speak to her, so we're going to area code 903. You're on the line with Kay Govett and the teddy bear. Caller, what is your name and what is your question? Go right ahead. Caller, you're on live. Go right ahead. Should I go one Mississippi, two Mississippi? You can go and I won't bite. All right. We just have a caller tuning in. But as far as the new album is concerned, can you give us an idea as far as how many tracks should we expect on the new album?
There are 10 at the moment, but probably 10 to 12. 12 at the very most. But it's definitely a solid, meaty album, yes.
Okay. Now, here from Texas, growing up in Texas, I've been here now for about, I'd say about 10 years. I'm originally from Southern California. And I made that move 10 years ago. If I knew what I knew back then, what I know now, as George Benson once said, I would have came here a long time ago. Long time ago. From your upbringing, what is it, as far as your upbringing and what you've learned from your parents, the things that they instilled in you, what are some of those things that you've carried over in your professional life and also in your personal life? Meaning, how have you been able to maintain an equal balance in your life? Because, you know, the business can be very hectic, very disheartening sometimes. How have you been able to maintain a balance?
That is such a great question, and I'm very blessed to have had a really great nuclear family growing up. My dad is a pastor. He wasn't when we were growing up. He was a minister, but my grandpa was a pastor, and my parents, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, they celebrated their 45th wedding anniversary this year. And so, you know, growing up, we just had a really cohesive family life. We spent a lot of time together. My dad has always been the epitome of a strong black family man, you know, working hard, taking care of his family, being a person of his word, just being a really good, solid, stable person, and teaching us that those same character traits were very important. So growing into a grown woman and striving to exemplify the exact same character traits, I think, has been, it's definitely served me well. In this industry, it's so easy to kind of get, you know, you can get jaded and frustrated when you might deal with, you know, with situations where that might not necessarily be the most important thing to other people. But I think it's really allowed me to just accept the things that I cannot change and just, you know, focus on the kind of person that I know that I want to be. And it's also, growing up as a PK helped me to establish and keep a very deep-rooted faith in what my purpose is. I believe that everyone is born with purpose that God has on their lives, and it's up to you to make those moves to get there. But I do believe that everyone is destined for a particular thing. And so even in this process of growth that I've experienced just from my last album, I've just really come to accept that that's what it is, and it's going to happen. And, you know, you've heard that saying, luck is the meeting of preparation and opportunity. I really believe that. And so, to me, it's really just a matter of time. And until that time comes, I'm going to continue honing my craft, being the person, you know, that I believe God has created me to be, and being ready so that when that time comes, I'll be ready.
Absolutely. Now, I want to go back a little bit on something that you said as far as the importance of having a strong family. And it keeps you balanced. It keeps you steadfast. For you, the industry can be, the emphasis on the business side can be, it can cause such turmoil for an artist, especially when you're going through all the red tape. For you being an independent artist, can you kind of express to the listeners out there, what has it meant to you to have that kind of level of freedom where you can control every aspect of your career, but at the same time, if a major label knocks on your door and they offer you this and that, how do you kind of make sure that you get everything that you ask for so you won't lose who you are as a person as well as an artist?
Gosh, that's a tricky line to paddle. It really is. For one, I can't really stress the importance. I can't stress enough the importance of aligning yourself with people who support you in your dream, and just kind of laying the naysayers or letting the naysayers go, and, you know, just kind of getting in that zone to where you just align yourself with people who really are in your corner. Being an independent artist up to this point has been a great experience for me. There have been so many things that we've learned. You know, you always learn from, I don't ever call them, it's never a bad situation. I'll just say, you know, this is a learning lesson, because once you've learned it, you'll never hopefully make that mistake again. There have been instances where there has been an opportunity, but it has also been accompanied by something where we had to sit down and discuss, you know, is this worth giving up this independence, or giving up this part of whatever that might be. And I just think that for me, being an independent artist has allowed me to truly be myself, not feel as though I had to be forced into this preconceived mold. And that part of it, I'm very adamant about, that I'm very unwilling to give that up. I mean, I see lots of artists that have started out and they had brought such a unique feel to the music industry, and then and this by no means has happened in every situation, but we've seen it where they've gotten on with a label and the label has kind of chiseled and chipped away at the very thing that made them unique and put them into this cookie cutter mold of what they believe they should be. And that really, I really think that it cuts away from the artist's creativity. And so in that sense, if I was in that position, we would have to comb this thing through, I mean, piece by piece, in order for us to make sure that it's a situation where I'm able to maintain what makes me me.
It's hard. It's very challenging because when you become comfortable in your own skin, and you have an outsider telling you, well, we need to do this, we need to do that, we need to change this about you. Say, but wait a minute. If we're doing all this, I'm losing the essence of who I am. But it's amazing,
right?
it's amazing what the mighty dollar can do to a person's perspective when they start promising you A, B, C, D, E, F, N, G, and you lose who you are in the process. And one of the things that I'm most proud of you about is that you have steadfast in being strong in what you believe in as an artist. And as I said before, I can't wait to see what this new project is going to be like. I mean, I'm really amped about that. And that's very rare that I say that about an artist. I'm really amped to see what you're going to bring to us. Are we going to get a sense of more, a little bit more of this word I'm looking for, vulnerability from K of Ed, as far as giving people a little bit more of who you are and what you experience?
Yes, I believe that you will. I will say that this upcoming album has a lot to do with just the experiences that I have had as a woman. And in no way does this, you know, minimize the experiences that men have by any means. But, you know, there are experiences that are very specific to just being a woman. We are, at the same time, expected to be strong, but not too strong. You know, aggressive, but coy. You know, it's such a, we balance, our whole existence is balancing. You know, you want us to be a tomboy sometimes, but you want us to be, you know, spicy. There's a lot to being a woman, and just constantly trying to balance that and still feel, you know, good in your own skin and feel like what you offer is good enough, is it can be a very daunting task. So this album is very much one of empowerment, one of embracing all of your flaws and accepting that those flaws, whatever they might be, are also things that make you unique, make you beautiful, and there can only be one you. So accept it, embrace it, and carry on. So I really hope to, and it is also very man friendly. I love my men, especially my black men. I mean, I love men, but I love and I'm always rooting very much for my black men. You are strong, and we need our black men. We need y'all. So this, you will never ever. I can say you'll never ever hear me as an artist downplay the very essence of what makes me who I am, and that is my direct tie to black men. My dad's a black man, so I can't help but love y'all.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I know I'm definitely black. I'm just a big cuddly teddy bear, my love. That's all I can say, and I'm proud of it. It is a beautiful thing. And speaking of a beautiful thing, let's get into it. The new hit single from the incredible K of Ed, The Matter, What Are We Here For? Here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Walking down the street,
know you were born a queen for all the matter that's supposed to be. Why is it so hard to see? And oh, what are we here for?
Website, that's at kayavet.com. Also on Instagram, the same handle. Twitter, that's at k_Yvette. And last but certainly not least, on Facebook, that's at Facebook, facebook.com/kayavetmusic. And also on YouTube. My queen, it was an honor for me to have you on the zone. I'm looking forward to the new album when the second release is ready. I don't care if it's like Grandma's Cookies, somewhat soft. You can still send it over here. We will debut it here first, and hopefully soon you come down here to Houston and come here in the studio. We would love to hear you perform.
Oh, for sure. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it so very much.
Oh, my pleasure. So, when, you know what? We're going to be a little bit gritty. That's what we expect, and that's what we do. When can we anticipate some live performances from you?
Oh, my gosh. I've got a lot of things coming up, a lot of things, and a lot of irons in the fire, as they say. And the best way to keep up with all of my upcoming shows and really everything related to what I've got going on is to go to kayavette.com. I've got upcoming shows. You can buy the album there. You can check out stuff that I've got going on Instagram and all of my other social media outlets. It's kind of like a one-stop shop, so I always send people there.
All right. So it is written, so it shall be done. Much continued success to you, my queen, and we look forward. I know I look forward to getting my cuddly hands on the new album, okay?
I look forward to it as well. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Much continued success to the incredible Kayavette here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Man, I love it when an artist really is engulfed in their music and they really truly believe in what they're doing. It's very easy to succumb to the different, quote-unquote, tantalizing offers that the industry have to offer, but